Hello. Obviously, we're downstairs. The draft is going on upstairs, but we have completed our selections for this draft class. Excitedly, in the second day, we've selected four new players for our organization, four guys that we feel are very very good players, a lot of strength, a lot of length, and a lot of good character out of those guys that we're really excited about bringing into this football team, as well as productive football players. And, you know, I think that's continued to, you know, develop and build this depth of this team and continue to grow this football team and build our team our way. So with that, we'd open up any questions.
Go through the players that you picked up. Tell us what you like about them.
We took Akeem Spence, right, with the fourth round. We traded up to get Akeem. We felt like Akeem was a powerful, very strong, very long tilt nose tackle for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, produced at a high level. I thought he was playing at his finest at the end of the season, but played consistent throughout. Really a force inside, and it's such an important aspect. I think that's why we made the move, to make sure we didn't miss him or lose him before we were going to make our original pick in the fourth round. So that was the first one. Will Golson was a big, long, powerful, young defensive lineman from Michigan State. Again, length and power and strength. We visited him as one of our 30 visits. We really got to know him better and get to learn about him more. I thought that pick, in terms of quality and quantity, or where you're taking, I should say, a player of that level, is very exciting for, I think, our entire staff. Our scouting staff, as well as the coaching staff, is very excited about continuing to develop him because of what he brings and his traits that he has. Then we obviously took Steve Means from the University at Buffalo. He might be a little bit off your radar, but he wasn't off of ours. And he was a guy that we put a lot of time in. We know a lot of, as we do with all the draft, we use all the resources we can, whether that's through the coaching community, through the scouting community. We did a private workout with the young man. So we spent a lot of time with him. Very excited about him being a developing pass rusher. We think he's got tremendous traits at that ability, and that's what we're very excited about bringing him in. Anytime you can draft a pass rusher, you don't want to pass him up. We thought he was one of those type of guys for us, and so we were really excited about him. Certainly we took Mike James, big back from Miami. Again, another powerful player, you know, big back. You know, he ran in the 4.5s, does everything. I think what makes Mike so special is he can play on first, second, third, and fourth down. Very dependable, very trustworthy, and out of all the respect in the world, an Ernest Graham type of player, because I loved Ernest Graham and what he did in this organization. Mike's a bigger, taller guy than Ernest, but Mike is selfless like Ernest and really can do a lot of different things. So those are the four players that we added, and that's why we're happy to be down here today. And we'll go back upstairs, and we'll add some college free agents and put this class to work. I'm sure he will. I'll let Greg talk now.
Greg, how good is this football team now? I mean, obviously, when you come in here a year ago, you've got a lot more holes. Is this a playoff team now? Is this a complete team now?
Well, April's a tough month to ask that question, but I understand why you're doing it. I believe that we made ourselves better. I felt like we let some opportunities get away from us last year, or it should have been that way last year. So we need to get to work, though. Like Mark said, we need to, you know, our current guys under contract have been in here the last 2 weeks. We'll get these rookies in here for a weekend and then get them back in the middle of May. And, you know, as is always the case, time is our enemy. It's not the other 31 teams. It's the clock. And how fast can we get some of these talented rookies ready to play? We have some newcomers that we acquired through free agency that need to, you know, get on board with our schemes. So that's going to be the challenge. But as Mark said, we're building it our way. We're building it with our kind of people. And I'm excited. I think we made ourselves better. I know we made ourselves better.
Positions. What did you fill that you thought you needed to fill with these guys? What does each individual player bring that allows you to not miss some of those opportunities that you missed a year ago?
Well, you know, when you look at the character of this class, and every they're individuals, right? So everybody has their own pluses and minuses. But I think when you look at the makeup, in addition to all their talent, you know, one of the things that was mentioned, their length and their speed. I mean, they certainly have some physical traits that we're looking for beyond a shadow of a doubt. But the kind of people are, the kind of competitors they are, you know, the word that was used in conjunction with Michael James, you know, a selfless player. You know, guys that can put this organization before themselves, that's something that's not easy in this day and age. But I think we found a bunch of guys that really fit into who we are and what we are. So that, to me, in the clutch, when you know you can count on the guy next to you, that, to me, is the secret. And we got some more guys that I think are going to be able to be counted on.
You have two guys on the roster who I guess can play that tilt nose currently, Landry and obviously Gary. So when you throw Spence into that mix, where does he fit? Can he win that job? Is he immediately a guy who, you know, you can take a look at it and see in that way if he earns it?
Well, just like every other position, he's in the competition. Now, we didn't use that pick for him to watch. You know, I mean, we want him in the mix and competing. We think that he is, you know, tailor-made for what we do defensively. We really do. And that's why we were, like Mark said, we went to get him. I mean, we felt that strongly. We think he's going to do and do the things that we need done at that position. So, you know, I'm thrilled that he's in our defense.
You mentioned Ernest Graham when we talked about Mike James. Do you see him as that kind of a switch player, that he can be a running back and a fullback for you?
Not so much that, more of just who he is, like the selfless player. You know, the personality, the traits, you know, the toughness, all those kind of things. And Ernest, you know, it took a while for Ernest to actually finally really get an opportunity and take advantage of it. But the one thing Ernest kept doing was playing so great on fourth down as well. Mike can play all four downs. I think that's just – it's so important, as coach knows, when you're putting 46 men on the football field, what they can do in every phase is why you dress them. And Mike is able to do that, and that's what makes him so valuable, and that's why we made the selection.
Mark, Stephen Means played, or Greg too, Stephen Means played defensive end at Buffalo. Will he be playing outside linebacker here or defensive end or both?
He's going to be a defensive end, and where he lines up, you know, you'll see he's going to have an opportunity to rush the passer.
Do you see him as a guy on special teams too? I know he had a lot of block kicks in college, and you see him kind of fitting that, like a Dakota Watson type of role?
We sure expect him to be, yeah. With his physical traits, he should be an excellent special teams player.
Mm-hmm. Golston, a guy that you can put in as a nickel rusher inside as well as work on the outside?
Definitely has the flexibility to do that, Roy. You know, it's just, again, when you have the linemen we have, the defensive front we have now, you let them compete, and then you get the best four or three, depending on the front you're on, out there, and go from there. But he's got definitely the height, weight, speed, and skill set to go either outside or inside.
With Golston, he's apparently able to play both left and right end. Can you talk about his ability to do both and maybe how important of a factor that was in choosing him?
Yeah, I would say that a lot of things, yeah, he's versatile. I think a coach just talked about even going inside. You know, for a big man, he plays it with good knee bend, which is really important to win the leverage game, especially at his size. And he's able to do that. You know, I think that's what makes him attractive. That's part of the package that we really liked. And again, we felt like he was continuing to grow this year. And although he came out, we felt like there's a lot of potential still in the body and in the young man. And again, he was, again, one of the 30 guys that we brought in here and really got a time to really spend with him from a coaching, from a personal standpoint. And we really started to appreciate everything about him, not just the tape that we saw, but what he can become, we believe. And so that was a big part of the selection.
Does his age lead to what, I guess, there's a criticism of him? It was sort of a lack of consistency. He has tremendous physical ability. Do you think that's a maturity thing at this point?
Look, it can be, but I know that, look, I really am impressed by our coaching staff and who we have here to make these players better, and I really believe in that. And I think you saw that when you look at our football team last year, some of the strides a lot of guys took I think is tremendous, and that's what gives you an opportunity to sit there and say, you know, here's an opportunity for a guy in the fourth round that has all the traits, has shown you all the flashes, it just hasn't been as consistent as you want to be, and that's part of the reason why he's there in the fourth. But at the same point, that's part of the reason why we're excited to take him, because we believe in our system, our coaches, and this team, and be able to get the most out of him.
About your penchant, Greg, for moving up and down the board each of the last two seasons, and how much of that goes to the compatibility between you two guys?
Well, I'll tell you what, I thought, as I said last year, I thought Mark did a masterful job again. You know, a lot of it is patience, right? So some is moving up and some is sitting there. And that's hard, right? When you know, it wasn't like we had like a, you know, a ton of different guys. We knew who we wanted if they were there. And when you know your guy's sitting there, you know, and as a coach, you're dying. You're like, oh, we got to get him. And Mark said, we'll get him. We're going to get him, you know. And the thing that I've mentioned several times, the relationship that we have, you know, we discuss everything, and to me that's critical. We communicate, you know, I'd say as well as anybody in this league as far as head coach and GM constantly going through things, and that's what leads to, you know, we usually come to consensus on most things. You know, it's not like there's a big, because we believe in the same things football-wise. So then it's a matter of managing that phone and the other GMs. And again, he was awesome at it.
Was that kind of the deal with Akeem, where did you feel that someone might take you if you stayed where you were at number four, in the fourth round, rather? And
I mean,
you had to move up because somebody maybe...
We did, because I talked to you guys about the strength of the defensive tackle class. We talked about that, actually, and I said going into the draft that was one of the strengths. Well, as you went into bed last night, you looked at that defensive tackle class, it had been hit hard. And so that was one of the things that we talked about, that there's only, for us, he was like a beacon for us in terms of all the defensive tackles, the guys that had peeled off the board, that was still a guy that we felt could be an instant impact, that has a chance to go in there right away day one and be a starter for us. So, yeah, that's the way we looked at it. It was because you just, again, you got to trend years. We trend 5 to 7 years back, how many players go at each position, and we try to look at that. And then we look at the board and say, how many went this year and the strength. And so Akeem stood out to us, and that's why we made the choice to go.
The draft started with the trade for Revis, really, for the first pick, and it kind of ended with you still making deals.
Yeah.
Have you, and I know it's spread over 3 days, maybe that lends to this a little bit, but have you sort of evolved to the point where you can't sit on your hand, and you do have to be patient at times, but, boy, you really got to be, have you found to be more yourself more aggressive at times as well?
Well, I think I've found myself to be calculated, I think, is better than aggressive. You know, I want to make sure we're making the right decisions at the right times, and we did that this draft. I mean, there's opportunities where we could trade up, you know, and we sat back, and there's opportunities certain the first day. You know, Jonathan Banks is a heck of a player, and we held our water and made sure that, look, I think he can get to us. We've got to play this right, Greg, and we talk about it, and Greg's like, I agree with you, that's right. And so we go through those things. So you have to be, I think, a calculated, but you have to be, you know, you have to be willing to be fluid. I think that's the most important thing, whether it's trades or the draft, it's you've got to be open and keep your mind open, because I think if you just sit still, you're going to let things come and go and you're going to miss out. And we don't want to be that organization. We're always going to be aggressive in that way to make sure we can better the team.
Does he make you nervous when you got your eye on a guy? Does he make you nervous if he's not making that deal to get up there and get him?
No, he's just as nervous as I am. But, you know, the thing that we do, we spend so much time with Dennis Hickey and Eric Stokes, myself and Mark, just going through scenarios, watching players. And then, you know, when I go to do the coaching, they're still doing that. And that's the beauty of this league, is when I go to work and work with the players here, they've been here the last 2 weeks, those guys, I come back up and they are, you know, 3-4 hours into stuff, and they get me up to speed. I mean, there's nothing like that. And when everybody's on the same page, really, then it's about executing. It's not making decisions, it's executing your plan. And like I said, he did an awesome job, and we're a better team for it, so... Thanks, guys.
Thank you, everybody.